Well, I've got the sermon hour too. And I had something that I planned to speak on. Vale, actually, I'm going to encourage the kids to stay today. Sorry, I meant to tell you that earlier. And a couple weeks ago, as I'm thinking and preparing, I believe the Holy Spirit told me, nope, you're not going to talk on that today, even though that's good, and maybe even something we need to hear. We're going to do something else. So, it's going to get a little interactive. And Trey did a fantastic job of getting us started before we even started singing this morning. So we're going to do something that my family does around the dinner table. We're actually going to go in a different order. But we're going to do thankfulness and service. So what are you thankful for? And what have you done to serve somebody? So with the first part of thankfulness, you can just kind of shout out some things. And like you said, we did that with Trey. And what I, and not that I'm trying to put us in a box, but what I actually look for with my family is something specific from that day or something specific from that week that you're thankful for. So take some time to think about that. And it's okay if there's a little bit of silence during this time. Yes. Yeah, hummingbirds. Yeah, they're a beautiful creature. Beautiful bird. Thank you. Kev. It is good to see Joe and Pat back. I hope you guys had a great time traveling. Yeah, his ankle's still a little swollen, but he's walking on it and he's doing better. I'm thankful for that too. Yes, amen. David, Jaren. Jaren's birthday was yesterday. Yeah. He turned 11. That's kind of hard to believe. Ooh, happy birthday, Shirley. Twenty-six years tomorrow. Yeah. Lynn. Grandchildren. Yeah. Amen. Oh, that's good to hear that Marty's recovering well. Good. Good. Weddings, yeah. Yeah, Karen Will and Chad Nelson got married yesterday. That was a nice celebration there. I might talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. Walk with a friend. Bees and wasps, yeah. A lot of times when you think of bees and wasps, I think fear. But bees are pretty important to our world, if you were to ever research that. Thankful for bees and wasps.
Just
Yeah. The stars in the sky. You're 8,000 feet up. That's amazing. I walked out of my house the other night. No, it was this morning. It was in the morning. I went to school much earlier than normal. And it was still really dark, but I looked up and it was absolutely beautiful. So clear. Okay. Thank you for sharing what you're thankful for. Something I'm doing with my health class is they have to journal every day. They spend 5 to 7 minutes journaling. And this year, something new that we're doing is one option while they journal is to write what they're thankful for, what a gratitude journal. And I think that's important that we are, on a regular basis, on a daily basis, talking to God and thanking Him for everything that He's given us. I think it's way too easy for us to think negatively and think about what we're unthankful for, what we wish would change. But if we just spent a few minutes every day journaling or praying or writing down what God has given us, it would help some of our negative thinking. And the power of negative thinking and the power of positive thinking is amazing. So now, this might be a little more difficult, and I'm going to actually have Jaron walk around with the mic so you maybe could be heard a little bit easier. This might make people a little bit more uncomfortable to share. And that's okay. But what have you done recently to serve someone? And I'm not encouraging us to brag about ourselves, but I'm trying to encourage each other with different things that we can do or we already do. And maybe someone else in here hasn't thought about that or didn't realize they could do something so simple to bless somebody else. I'll start off, and it's not necessarily about me. We were at Beaver Camp with Clarence Center Akron Mennonite, and they have a sign-up board for every meal, and it says, help. Okay, so they were even asking for help, so we didn't do it volunteer. I mean, we volunteered for it, but we didn't, you know, just do it. But I said, well, one of these meals we're going to help, and basically people sweep up and wash the tables and do things like that. So I told the kids, I said, we got to make sure to help serve. And I don't know if you've ever eaten a meal with me and my children, but we don't eat slowly. We eat quite quickly. I think my kids get that after me. I just kind of inhale my food, and I'm off to the next thing. So we were sitting there and realizing, we're going to wait about 30 minutes before we can serve anybody. That's not good. So I said, you know what, kids? I'm going to make you a little uncomfortable. I want you to go around, and I want you to ask people if they want to drink. Or if it looks like they're done eating, you can take up their tray. They were a little hesitant. Maybe as some of you are hesitant to share about how you serve somebody. But I kind of nipped them in the butt a little bit, and they started. You know, it was a little hard at first, and I would point out somebody that they could maybe go help. And then maybe 10, 15 minutes into the activity, I didn't have to tell them anymore. They were just serving, and they were enjoying it. And it was a beautiful sight, because people loved it. the rest of the weekend, me and my wife got compliments about our children. Now, we didn't do it for that. It's a nice benefit. But how can we serve one another? How can we show Christ's love to the people that we're surrounding every day? So just raise your hand and have Jaron come over with the mic if you have a story about how you've served this week. Emma. Oh, we'll stop at Lynn first. We'll stop at Lynn first, Jaron. It's okay, you're all right. Good. I'm just trying to make it easier for you.
I got to help Karen set up and tear down from her wedding yesterday and all week and move into the new house and a lot of boxes. So that was very cool to do and help her transition into a new season.
Yeah. Thanks, Emma, for sharing. I believe they probably appreciated that greatly.
Mine is an ongoing serve, and I feel very grateful to be able to serve my church family. Mm-hmm. And I know I serve in much more facets than probably a lot of you think. Like getting up on ladders, and Dave caught me on the top of a table this week. I am so thankful for being able to serve not only the Lord, but my church family too.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for the new clock here in the sanctuary. I would maybe encourage you to ask my help to get on ladders next time. It makes me a little nervous. Trey.
I got to be a cowboy on Monday helping the neighboring farmer corral his cows that got out.
Oh, cool. Cool. Thanks for helping that way, Trey.
My parents are getting older, and I have opportunity to stop in during the week now and then. I'll check the mailbox, bring in the mail for my mom. She says, oh, thanks. I just didn't feel like heading out to the road to get the mail today. Or it seems like when I stop, my dad will... My mom's getting tired taking care of my dad. It's like, I don't think he realizes... His memory isn't real good anymore, and I don't think he realizes how much he asks of his sweet wife. But he says, can you get me a glass of water? I mean, just, you know, I think it's constant. I don't live there. But he says, could you get me a peach? I'd like a, there's some peaches. We have some fresh peaches. Could you get, it's just, it's hard for him to get up and down. And, helping him to stand, putting pressure on his back, pushing him forward. I got to be careful because he bruises so easy. But I'm learning ways just to help. And I'm honored. The Word of God says, honor your father and mother, but it's an honor to return the blessing that our parents have been to us.
Thank you, Darwin.
Guess as a wife and a mother, I have the privilege of serving my husband and my children and my grandchildren, and I enjoy doing it very much. It's an honor.
once in a while I get to help at the cemetery on County Line Road. And I enjoy doing that. But sometimes I enjoy cutting some of the brush down and trimming up those things outside. Often I have to spend an hour or two or more working on the maps, figuring out who's buried in Grant's tomb. It's not always Grant. And I don't like the bookwork so much, but it's all part of serving. And we have to do that. And Friday night we picked up some fish fries and delivered them up to Dick and Pat Rittenberg. And they haven't been getting out too much. And just the frustration sometimes is sitting in a parking lot because most of the restaurants don't have a lot of help. Everybody has help wanted ads, and it took forever to get the fish fries. We sat there and waited maybe 20 minutes. But sometimes service extends your patience. It builds your patience.
Yes, we have been blessed several times in the past 2 months. A friend of mine helped me rebuild our back porch, and then we took them out to my wife had a real nice dinner for them at our house. And we have been blessed with another car that my daughter gave us. And we took them out for Friday night fish this past Friday. And we've been blessed that my youngest daughter and her friend took us out for supper or for lunch yesterday. And we want to thank Don and Paula for having us over for dinner a week ago. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. So I said I'd share a little bit more about the Wills and the Nelsons' wedding last night. The best man gave a speech at the reception. And he said something I liked. And I'm paraphrasing because I didn't record it and write it down as he said it. But marriage should be a competition of who can out-submit the other, who can out-serve the other. I'm a very competitive person, so I'm hoping that might kick me in the rear a little bit and actually serve my wife better. Submit to my wife better and her needs. What a beautiful thing service is and can be. I was reflecting back on my time as youth leader. Some of my favorite memories weren't necessarily the trips we took or the fun nights we had. It was the time serving at St. Luke's, or Alden Presbyterian with pancake breakfast, or at Britta's house doing some flower beds. Those memories I'll have for a lifetime. So I encourage you to serve one another, to serve the people that God has put around you. John 13, 1 through 17. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that his time had come for him to leave this world and go to his Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Jesus, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he had said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You called me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So this morning, I'm going to ask that we serve one another in this way. Now, I 100% believe it was extremely difficult for some of you to share how you had served. And I understand that there may be some uncomfortableness or uneasiness about washing feet. I'm not here to force you to wash someone's feet, but I am highly encouraging you to consider doing it. If you are physically unable to kneel down or to wash someone's feet, and this may be even harder, I encourage you to allow someone to wash yours. You are blessing them by allowing them to bless you. I'm also encouraging that maybe you consider, if you physically are able and you're willing, to wash multiple people's feet. Because like the example my kids at Beaver Camp, you might actually get more comfortable with it and at ease after the first one. You might even enjoy it. I can barely remember the last time that foot washing occurred. Now, I was gone for 7 years in Virginia. But if I had to guess, I was maybe 13 for me personally in this church. And I would imagine the reason it doesn't happen more often is because of how uncomfortable it is. So I understand that this isn't something easy that I'm asking you to do. But I don't believe God asks us to do easy things all the time. And I'm not trying to guilt you into doing this morning. I'm just trying to share a little bit from my heart. It's not easy to witness to somebody at your work or at your school, your neighbor. It's not easy to be vulnerable with your wife or with a small group. But I believe we are called to be vulnerable with one another, to do life together as a family. So I hope the Lord is softening your heart to the idea as I'm talking. What we're going to do, as the plan as of right now, is the women are going to be back here. I've got some chairs. I've got towels. The men, we're going to be up here, possibly in that room. I would like us to be able to hear the music that's going to be playing. Like I said, maybe you want to wash multiple people's feet. Maybe after you're done washing someone's feet, you want to pray with them. Maybe you just want to pray with somebody during this time. So, I think I've built this up enough. We're going to spend 10, 15, 20, I'm not sure. Minutes serving one another. And I think that's all I've got. So I need a few men to go to room 2 where the water basins are prepared and bring those in. We need 4 for the women's area and 4 for the men's area. And music can start playing. And all right, I think things are wrapping up. So if you want to find your way back to your seat here in the next minute or so. Well, I hope that wasn't too bad. I hope that maybe we can do that more than every 22 years. But it also doesn't need to become something that's legalized or have to be done. We want to do it with the Lord's leading and His Spirit. But thank you. Thank you for participating. Thank you for participating in sharing what you're thankful for. Thank you for participating in how you serve. I think if we were to look around with the eyes of Jesus, we'd probably be overwhelmed by all the different areas that we could serve. And I think that's where the leading of the Holy Spirit comes into play, and we need to be sensitive to what He asks us to do and be faithful in actually doing it when he prompts us, because we do have a choice. We can say no. No, I drove by already. I'm not going to turn around to help that person with a flat or whatever, right? We have that choice. But the more we get to know Jesus, the deeper relationship we get to have with him, hopefully the easier it is to hear his spirit and easier it is to say yes. Yes, I'll go do that. Even if it's uncomfortable or challenging. So I'll pray and we'll invite the worship team up for a closing song. Thank you. Lord, thank you so much for your example. Not just in foot washing, Lord, but how your whole ministry was serving others, healing others, helping others, Lord. When we read your word, it really seems opposite of what the world tells us. But you call us to be a servant. You call us to love our enemies. You call us to forgive those who persecute us and hurt us and betray us. Lord, a lot of those things are really difficult. We can't do it by ourselves. We need your strength, Lord. We need to be able to do it through you, through your leading. Thank you so much for your sacrifice, Lord. Be with us this week as we go. Help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear where we can serve. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.